teman-teman, kembali lagi bersama Talk to Go. Hari ini episode 9, kita kedatangan tamu sangat spesial. Nah, kali ini tamunya agak berbeda dengan yang sebelum-sebelumnya. Kita kedatangan tamu dari luar negeri. Nah, ini mari kita sambut Mr. Bill Cheng. Mr. Bill Cheng selaku CEO dari Brewin Mesa atau grup segrup dengan Wing Thai Asia. Wing Thai Asia adalah top 5 di Singapura. Oke. Hello Mr. Binchel.
Hello. Bill Cheng. Hi. Stanley.
Hi. Thank you. It's very honor to meet you today to have having you in Talk to Go.
Thank you.
We have our audience a lot curious about your story maybe.
Sure.
Maybe I can ask you some question.
Sure.
Maybe first you can tell about your career from start your career into property business.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So I worked for a VC, a venture capital firm, when I first graduated from university. This is almost 20 years ago, 19
20 years ago.
So I...
Well, you look so young.
No. So it was 2000, for 4 years, I was working for a VC, a venture capital firm, investing in tech.
Venture capital.
It's owned by the Singapore government, the government investment company, Temasek. So it's a Temasek venture capital business. And then after that, I came to Indonesia, 2004. To join a friend doing property consultancy for 2 years. I was 24 years old at that time.
Property consultant?
Yeah.
Oh, that is not a developer? You haven't done developer?
I don't have money at that time.
Oh, I see.
So it's really doing it for a consultancy fee. Then I realized that I needed some professional experience. So that's when I left to join CapitaLand. CapitaLand is one of the biggest developers in the world, a Singapore company. I was there for 3 years, learning about development, property development. We looked at projects in the Middle East at that time. And then after that, I joined a PE firm, a private equity firm, one of the largest in the world as well, American. It's called Prudential, US Prudential. There's a UK.
UK Prudential.
So under insurance, they would also have investment. So they have a real estate investment business. It's a private equity
funding.
Yeah. So we would invest in projects all around Asia. So 5 years there, and then three of those years was in Beijing. So I was setting up their China office at that time.
Oh, you travel a lot.
Yeah. So I was the last place I was before I moved back to Jakarta was China. Beijing.
China, Beijing.
Yeah, but I'm originally from Singapore.
Singapore. What is it in Beijing?
I was setting up the Chinese, the China headquarters for this company. Prudential.
Prudential.
Yeah, the China office. Yeah, so we didn't have a presence there. It was always from Hong Kong. So I set up the Beijing office.
Very good.
Then 2013-14, I decided to leave corporate world and then set up a business in Indonesia with backing from our family business, which is in property, as you said just now, Wing Thai
Group,
and also our partner Pontiac Land.
Pontiac.
So both Wing Thai and Pontiac are some of the largest developers in Singapore.
Every Singaporean know.
We've been around for a long time, almost. Our first project was probably 1979, so that's almost 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
40 years. And same as Pontiac Land, even earlier. So we decided to get together to start a property business, a real estate development business, focus in Indonesia, starting with Jakarta.
Jakarta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We like Indonesia. It's close enough to Singapore. Close enough to Singapore. So personally, I can fly back anytime I want.
Yes, and only 2 hours.
Less than that. One hour, 20 minutes.
Less.
A lot of Indonesians know our name because you buy property in Singapore, you will know our name.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That gives us some leverage here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people already know who we are.
I see it.
Yeah.
So it's very good. What motivates you to do this property business? As we know, you do private equity also before. Just now you jump to property business. What motivates you?
So actually,
and is it a passion?
Yeah, I think actually the private equity is real estate private equity.
Oh.
So it's actually private equity, but solely focused on
property.
So office, mall, apartments, residential, industrial. We invest in all of these sectors, but there's still property. So I think that since my first time I was in Jakarta in 2004, since then till now, I've been in the property business. It is a natural passion and interest that I have in the subject, especially on the hard aspect of it, the construction, the design. So I love looking at buildings around the world that are, you know, nicely designed.
Yeah, I know.
so that's a natural fit. Of course, my experience in the private equity company for 5 years and in CapitaLand allow me to also understand the business property side of it, the numbers and how to make money, of course, yeah.
But before this, you working, right?
Yes, for other people. Yes,
for other people.
For other people. So this is my first
business,
I guess, our family business.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I started this company. I guess I rejoined my family business in 2014, 2015.
May I ask you why, when you graduate, you already have the big group, right, from your family? What made you motivate to join another first? Is it for experience or?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, because
experience.
You know, it's you know, there's plenty of time to join the family business. I thought it's a good way to experience as many different type of company, different culture,
a new culture, things.
And a lot of these are much bigger than my family business. Much bigger, 10 times the size. CapitaLand. It's a $30 billion US dollar company. It's huge. So a lot of opportunity to do multiple projects because, you know, they're such a big company. And then of course there's a lot of a wide variety of different people you work with.
My
boss.
New culture, you know, new system.
New systems, you know, new experiences.
New connection.
New connection, exactly.
I heard in Indonesia you're going to Alam Sutra.
That's right.
And before that, why you choose Indonesia? As you know, Wing Thai also have in Hong Kong, in Malaysia also, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore.
That's right.
Why you choose our country as your new
I think
development?
As I mentioned, there's quite a deep relationship between Singapore and Indonesia. Informal. Malaysia is political, it's historical. But Indonesia is more informal links. A lot of Indonesia go to Singapore for schooling, hospital, they buy a second home. So in that sense, you know, I have a lot of friends from Indonesia through high school, university, and now we still keep in touch. So that made coming here to start a business much easier. You feel more at home. You know, you can call up your friend to ask some background about this potential, you know, guy that you may want to work with.
So the language also,
The language. I think it's the proximity is important. Secondly, the market size.
Huge
market. Much bigger than Singapore, bigger than Malaysia, bigger than Thailand. It's the biggest in Southeast Asia.
Yes, true.
And so I think that when there's a big market, there's big opportunity as well. At the same time, when it comes down to property development, I think that there's a gap in the market. We think that there are very few truly good quality apartment buildings. And we believe that but if we bring our capabilities in building high quality apartments in the Singapore standard.
Yes.
To what Wing Thai is known for in Singapore, yes, yes. Which is building the highest quality homes.
High rest.
We want to bring that to Indonesia as well. And we think that we can fill this gap where there's a lack of very good quality apartment buildings. Mm. So that
changing the lifestyle.
Changing the lifestyle, changing, increasing the standards.
You that's know, why you choose Alam Sutra, the one who look like Singapore.
Yeah. I mean, we chose Alam Sutra because it's very green, very clean, well managed, well maintained. You will not see a township like that around Indonesia. Very rare. This is probably one of the nicest townships in Jabodetabek, in my view, and it's very very convenient. The access is great. It's only 10-15 minutes from 10 minutes from Puri Indah. In the future, there will be a Jor 2 highway directly to the airport.
So all of LRT, I heard.
LRT also in the future will be built, but more in the 2 years time, we will have a new Jor 2 toll to the airport. So cut the time from Alam Sutra to the airport to 10 minutes.
Oh, I
so
see.
So it will be very, very good for the growth of Alam
to
Sutra.
Airport, yeah.
Yeah. It's part of Serpong, part of Tangerang, but I think it also captures the expansion Jakarta. Of West Jakarta. West Jakarta will grow towards Alam Sutra. So I think
if you go to airport, we'll capture the foreigner also.
Exactly. So a lot of people from Medan, Surabaya, they have a second home in Puri Indah, in St. Moritz. They keep an apartment there. So they fly in for work. Yes. They stay in the apartment. Next time,
maybe do your
Alam
project.
Sutra is the closest.
Yes.
It's the closest.
By the way, Mr. Bill, when you come to Indonesia, you as foreigner, what is the biggest challenge you after you develop this project, you build this company?
Well, I think in general for property development in Jakarta, probably one of the biggest challenge is buying a good, clean land. A lot of land has issues, dispute. The land title is funny, you know, zoning not right.
Yes.
And then if all of that is right, price too high. So so I think it's hard to find good land.
Good deal.
But of course, for us, it's easier because we're buying inside the township. So we buy our land directly from the township developer, PT Alam Sutra Realty. So they ensure that the land that we buy from them is clean, permit is available, zoning is correct, good to go. No need to wait too long, you know, to change the zoning.
Now a lot of developers like China, they've been cheap in here.
Exactly, because of that.
Because of
they can change the zoning, but you can't change, right? Yeah.
After changing some governments, they have some problem already.
A lot of them. The other challenge, I would say that it is not a very mature market. So apartments, has only been around for 15 years, 20 years in Jakarta, and only started to be a lot 10 years ago. So I think that the market for apartments is not mature. So the cycles are also very unpredictable.
There's always been
an up cycle. And then for the first time in 2013, we see a down market, right? Down market lasts till now. It's been slow from 2013.
Wait, that's when you go in, right?
That's when we go in.
You haven't go into the hype market circles, right?
So, you know, everyone knows in general, market cycles are 7 years up, 7 years down.
Yes.
We've already been down for 7 years.
Everyone is still waiting.
Everyone is hopeful that after the elections, no more reason why the market will not recover. So I think we are in a bottom
The
of
last
the market.
2 years is all about politics.
It's all about politics.
Politics.
The presidential election.
I see. I also want to ask you, like the Brewery Mesa, you usually every company have a mission and vision for mission of 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
What is your company mission in 5 years or 10 years maybe?
Yeah. So I think our mission on a day-to-day basis is just to build and deliver the best quality homes to
like you say, it's changing the standard.
Raising the standard. Building good quality, well-designed, well-constructed homes that we think through on what the buyers need, what the buyers want.
Yes.
Ensure that it is the best home that one of our buyers can have. So that's our driving mission. We will do it project by project.
Project.
So this is our first project, and when we wrap up this first project, it's going to be completed in 16-17 months. Then we will start to look for a second land.
I see.
So we are open to all sorts of different projects. All of them need to be living related. Apartments for rent, apartments for sale, landed, but all for living, landed residential.
Yes, yes.
And we don't want to do projects that are too big. I don't want a 5-6 tower project or 100 hectares, but smaller, but well-designed, well-built.
More private,
more because niche, more exclusive.
Yes. Yeah. Now apartment is all small and it's very hard to live.
That's right.
Only have 11 meters. Sometimes in Jakarta we got 11.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes I bring like developer from Malaysia, Singapore. They've been here. They see the project. They shock.
Yeah.
How can you build something very small and sell it quite?
Yeah. It's like pick two, right? 10 square meters, right? Yeah.
11.
11.
Yeah, 10 or 11. Yeah. A lot, not project.
A lot, right?
Mm. Yeah. Because developer is slowing down. They do more margin,
smaller,
right?
Smaller units.
Yeah, smaller margin. A smaller unit. As we know, the project name is Delana, right?
That's right, yeah.
What is Delana, like in the Alam Sutra, what is your main target for the customer?
The segmentation.
Segmentation, targeting.
We have two towers. One tower is larger units, 3-bedroom. We have 200 of those, 200 units of 3-bedroom. So that would cater to families, young families with 1-2 kids. On the east tower. The west tower has studios, 1-bedrooms, dual keys. The smallest is about 28 square meters.
Oh, the studio.
To about 32. Our 1-bedrooms are 60 square meters. And our 2-bedrooms are, our dual key, which is 3-bedrooms, is about 100 square meters. So I think, you know, at this this positioning, we're actually targeting a younger generation.
Younger, I don't think the millennials.
Call it millennial.
Yeah,
maybe
millennials.
Slightly older, 25 to 35. 25 to 35 is Gen. Is it millennial?
25 to 35. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of our audience also millennials.
Yeah, but obviously because our project is more high end.
Yes.
Our studios are bigger. They are better spec'd. We have nice finishing, comes semi-furnished. It costs a little bit more. So I think that it would really be targeting, you know, I would say the young hotshots, you know, young professionals, high achievers, those who can pay a little bit more for better quality.
Yes, but nowadays a lot of millennials, they still need home for living.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people in Jakarta, Tangerang still need.
Yeah. So we would cater actually for someone can grow old in the Lana. When they're single, 25, they stay in our studio.
Studio.
Your girlfriend, wife, they move to the 1-bedroom. One kid, they move to our dual key, and then you have a bigger family, you move to the 3-bedroom.
3-bedroom.
So we actually cater to that whole range.
I see. If you talk about investment, like our audience is a lot of millennials, they have money, a lot they don't know where to invest. Why the Lana is a good opportunity to invest for millennials?
Yeah, I think that there's some, I'll go into a specific, I'll also go into some more macro views that I have.
Macro view.
One, I think that, you know, given that our project is high end, there's a difference to other projects that are not high-end, yes, they're more mid-end. Mm. In general, I believe that high-end projects, high-end apartments retain value,
yeah,
grow in value more than mid-end apartments. Mm. I always give the example that of one old project, 20 years old, in Four Seasons in Setia Budi in Jakarta, Four Seasons Apartments.
Yes.
It's more than 20 years old and it's grown in value over 5 times.
Always growing.
Always growing. And because when you walk inside, because the quality is good, it looks very new. The maintenance is very well maintained.
And also the owner is different.
The owner is different.
Economic growth going down,
better care of the...
They don't care. Yes, that's true.
So I think that our project being high end will always retain value in the long term, grow in value over the long term. That's the first point. Second point, I think, is important to know the growth of Alam Sutera, the growth potential in Alam Sutera, given the Johor 2 highway to the airport, given that it is the closest township to West Jakarta. It is a lot of future potential for capital gain for Alam Sutera itself. For our apartment, we want to demonstrate that we are not overly expensive. We offer, for what people pay us, we offer good value. But we are also very confident that our units can be rented out for rental income. Now a lot of people build apartments, but they cannot rent it out.
Yes.
So they don't get a lot of rental yield. But we're looking to, at a very reasonable rent, we want to try to give people close to 6-7%, 6%, 6.5% yield.
6.5%
per year. So that's competitive to bank deposit rate. But I think that you own an apartment, there will always be potential growth in the capital value, and when you resell it, then I think that return becomes quite attractive. For me, I think there's no reason why, you know, Singapore property prices is almost 5 times of Indonesia.
Yes.
There's actually Indonesia,
I think 10 times already.
Hong Kong is 10 times. Singapore maybe 6 times. But it's no reason why Jakarta property prices can't catch up to the region.
Yes, Indonesia is still very cheap.
It's very cheap compared to Thailand, Malaysia,
right,
Hong Kong, Singapore, it is the cheapest.
Actually. And we haven't going for foreigner customer.
And given the size of the economy, the size of the market, there's no reason why the city won't boom and property prices don't
boom.
So I think in the long term, you buy good quality building, good location, there's no risk that the price won't go up.
Yes, yeah. It's safe lah.
Safe, yeah.
Okay. So, very thank you, Mr. Bill.
Thank you.
For
thanks,
having
yeah.
you. Yeah. Before we close this, maybe you have some advice for the millennial who want to, maybe some of them just doing the business, start the business, or some of them maybe already have a development project or developer also. You have some advice for them?
Sure, I think, well, personally, I think you do much better in whatever you do if you are if you're passionate about what you do. So I would always ask myself, what is really my interest, what is my passion, and then I'll find a job in that area. So every day you go to work, you're excited.
I see.
So I think that's very important, you know, find your passion and then
pursue
a career within that space.
But a lot of people say, if you have patience but didn't make money, it's also wrong.
Of course. So the hard part has to make money too.
Passion and make the money. Make money. I see. Thank you very much, Mr. Bill.
Thank you. Thanks,
Stanley. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
See you.